Hey, thanks for having me.
Morning, Shane.
Shane, before we get into anything, I know you're a Kiwi, and I spoke to my boyfriend this morning, who is also a Kiwi, and this guy never fails to remind me of just how good New Zealand is, you know, whether it be in sport, whether it be in supercars. And he constantly talks about the fact that you are the best supercars driver. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, that's cool. I like that guy.
Yeah, it is. Him already.
Good. I love home as well. I wish I was heading there. She's a bit hot in Darwin. I don't normally like that, but yeah, it should still be good to go and race there.
Well, most of us are looking forward to heading home to for Christmas in New Zealand. You must be as well, hopefully being able to do it, will you?
Yeah. Oh, I was hoping to get there in July for a race, but I think... Yeah. COVID's changed that with one of our races being cancelled only a couple of weeks ago, and that's going to be in July now. But anyway, it's I want to get back there as soon as possible.
And do you agree that New Zealand's just about better than Australia at everything, food included, and your rugby?
That's not a question, that's a statement.
You're right. He constantly says it to me. Look, let's have a chat about your campaign with the supercars at the moment. Hidden Valley, does this sort of fall midway through the competition for you guys?
Yeah, I guess so. It's still reasonably early. It feels like we haven't done that much racing. But, yeah, it sort of starts our mid-season, I guess you like, with our northern sort of tour. We're off to Townsville in a few weeks after, so... Yeah, I guess so. North End of racing mid-season. It's all pretty cool.
How's it looking for you right now? How do you feel about where you're sitting in the leaderboard?
Yeah, well, we're going pretty well. We're up near the front, but it's just such a long way to go. So we need to just keep our head down and keep trying to build the lead. But, yeah, there's so many fast guys, so much more racing to come. So job's nowhere near done yet.
Shane, you've just recently celebrated your 32nd birthday, mate. We've got something in common. We're born on the same day.
Oh, sweet.
9th of May.
Go on, Andrew. Tell him how old you were this year.
Oh, I'm just going to say, good people, Taurians. Shane, that was all I was going to say. I don't want to say what my age is.
Andrew celebrated his 50th. That's a great milestone, isn't it?
No, it's all right. That's a good effort.
I'm doing breakfast radio, though, mate. I couldn't really celebrate, unfortunately.
Shane, you were talking about the heat here in Darwin, and it must get pretty damn warm in those cars. How do you prepare for it?
Yeah, that's just the hardest thing is the heat and the time we're in it. Thankfully, there's sprint races this year, not enduros, but yeah, certainly, you know, we've got ice baths and all our drink vests or drinks in the car, our ice vests and stuff like that. So yeah, just do everything we can to try and keep as cool as we can before we get in there and suffer. But, you know, the thing is, everyone's going through the same stuff, so be as ready as you can.
Must get damn hot in those driving suits, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we've been doing it for a while, so... Mm. Is what it is. We just got to keep as fit as possible and be ready to go.
Yeah, you'd be shedding kilos anyway, sweating, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should do instead of getting
you're
in the sauna.
Enough.
No. and lastly,
you live in Darwin, and it's a sauna.
It just about
exactly,
is. Look, Shane, you do always have great luck when you come to the NT. What is it about the Hidden Valley track that you love the most? Like, what just works for you? Is it the turns or the straight?
Oh, no idea. It's just always always quite a fun race. And, you know, when you go to Darwin, it's so positive. Like, all the crowd and the town loves it. And it's always pretty cool down that main street, seeing all the bars full and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's one of the most fun races we do. And, you know, everyone up in Darwin's so happy and got such a good attitude. So, yeah, it is a pretty cool place to be.
I think that must be Shane's lucky charm, is how fun Darwin is. You just need to get out and have fun before the race.
Especially when he wins a race.
And when he wins a race. Shane, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And, we'll see you in Darwin this weekend for all the action for the supercars.
Sounds good. See you soon.
Good luck, Shane.
Thank you. See you later.